Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon this morning on this last Sunday in Advent is the second lesson appointed for today. They are the last two verses of Paul's letter to the Romans in chapter 16. The last two verses of his letter. Now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ, in keeping with the revelation of the mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to the obedience that comes from faith. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. This is God's Word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our Advent King, dear fellow redeemed, our watchful wait is almost over. Over the last 4 weeks, we have been like little children, and maybe even a spouse or two, who asks about every other day, is it Christmas yet? More than once, my younger brother and sister and I came up with that chestnut to our parents as we looked forward to receiving and opening our presents. Another kind of watchful waiting and expectation is for the birth of a child. Ask any mother, probably most fathers, where are you in your pregnancy? And they will tell you almost to the day what week they are in. Physicians set up appointments at certain markers along the pregnancy so you can keep track of where you are by those appointments. Sometimes parents today even know ahead of time whether the child to be born will be a little boy or a little girl. And, like Mary and Joseph, all parents know when it is time for the child to be born. Our four-week Advent preparation comes to an end today. Like those physicians, we have marked that watchful wait, not by setting appointments, but by lighting a different Advent candle on the Sundays in Advent. We have marked the way in watchfulness, in repentance, in joy, and today, the last candle in hope and in fulfillment as the birth of our Savior with its celebration draws ever closer. We're getting ready to celebrate Jesus, the reason for the season, as they say. This coming of Jesus did not come unexpectedly or without previous announcement. All through history, God's people had been waiting for that fulfillment, for that revelation of God's mystery. And now, in our lesson for today, the Apostle Paul tells us that that time has come. The time has come for the revelation of God's mystery. The prophets had foretold it long ago by God's command, and the gospel proclaims it to God's glory. God's wisdom, God's power, and God's love form a new life in its mother's womb. A child is born into its mother's womb by the work of these divine qualities. God knits that human being together from the very first instant of conception. And he uses his wisdom. He uses his power. He uses His love to form that mystery that nobody can see, that no one can experience until an ultrasound lights that baby up so that mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and even your friends on Facebook can see your coming child. But that child remains a mystery hidden until someone reveals it. That's exactly the way it is with Christ. That's exactly the way it is with God's plan of salvation for you and me and the whole world. In eternity, God, in His wisdom and in His power and in His love, formed the plan of redeeming the lost world, of buying back sinners from sin, death, and the power of the devil to be His own and live under Him in His kingdom. No human mind knows that mystery. No human reason or mind can discover by searching the mystery, God's mystery of the plan of our salvation, that God would love you and me so much that He wouldn't even spare His only Son, but give Him up for us all. That was God's hidden mystery, that plan of salvation, which Paul says now has been revealed. The time has come, Paul says, for that hidden mystery to be revealed for the whole world to see and to know Jesus as their Savior. Paul does remind us that he didn't think of that first, nor was he the first one to do that. He talks about the revelation of God's mystery through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God. The time had come for the revelation of that mystery of God's salvation when from Moses to John the Baptist, the prophets declared that plan of salvation first heard by Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. God had commanded these prophets to speak His word and called them to do that work. He gave them the message, and He gave them the power to proclaim that message. And He worked through that message to work that watchful wait of believers in Israel for the coming Savior. They had the benefit of His coming. They had the vision of His coming in faith. But Paul reminded his Gentile readers and us that we are privileged to see that prophecy in its fulfillment as Jesus Christ is born into the world. God's prophets revealed that hidden mystery of salvation in Christ so that people would come to that obedience that comes by faith. Last Thursday and Friday, the 2-, 3-, and 4-year-olds of our preschool were also involved in that prophetic work, as through songs and through some simple little plays expressed with childlike faith. These little children revealed the hidden mystery of God's salvation in Christ for their parents and for their grandparents and for their brothers and sisters and family friends, with that hope that the Holy Spirit would work through that word, that gospel that they proclaimed, the obedience that comes with faith in the hearts of their families. That they would know and trust in that mystery that had been hidden for ages, but now has been fully revealed not only in the Scriptures, but also in the birth of Jesus Christ. If you look at the Old Testament, the Savior's handprints are all over it. If you look at the Old Testament, the Savior's footprints are all over it. Because every one of the words of the prophets pointed to the revelation of that mystery. And just as the ultrasound lights up the baby and reveals it for all to see, their prophetic word, and that word now spoken by Paul and the other apostles, and we who are the latest to speak that word of revelation, light up Jesus Christ, born in Bethlehem, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, as that long-expected Savior. And so we sing this morning, come, O long-expected Savior. We've been waiting for you. We've been counting and marking off the days until your birth. The prophets had foretold that mystery by God's command. God had commanded them to do that. God had commanded Paul to go and be that light for revelation to the Gentiles, to reveal the glory of his people Israel, as Simeon too sang when he saw the 40-day-old Jesus. They preached the gospel. The gospel which is proclaimed to God's glory, because it is entirely to his glory that our Savior is born. When a new baby arrives, the parents send out birth announcements. The long wait is over. They are overjoyed. One night in Bethlehem, a baby whom believers had expected for centuries came into the world. The long wait was over, and the angels were overjoyed and sang his praises. That baby whom the angels praised, whom the shepherds declared, whom Mary treasured in her heart, is that revelation of God's mystery that we also proclaim. It is God's wisdom that our salvation is in Christ. It is God's power that our salvation is in Christ. It is God's love that our salvation is in Christ. Those three things have created us as believing children of God no less than those three things formed us and knitted us together in our mother's wombs. The time has come, and it's our time to go out into the world and to preach the gospel, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything God has commanded us, to sing with Simeon, as we often do, Lord, now you dismiss your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Paul closes his letter to the Romans with a doxology. He wrote, now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message I proclaim about Jesus Christ. Paul talks about that good news of our Savior being more than good news. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. It is the means of grace. You and I share that gospel, which proclaims God's glory. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. We recognize with the Apostle Paul that our salvation from beginning to end is God's work. God planned it in eternity. He carried it out in time. And he will preserve us in faith so that we continue in that salvation in eternity. That glory lies only in Christ. I thought I'd seen probably every Christmas motto or little expression there was about leaving Christ out, but I had never seen the one I saw the other day, that when you look at Christmas, if you take Christ out, all you have left is a mess. I don't know if you saw it. I had never heard that one before. But I thought more it's when people, or whatever moves them, steals the baby Jesus out of nativity scenes, or out of creches. And that really struck me, that when you, if you do that, if you take the baby Jesus out of a nativity scene, what do you have left? You got an old barn and some straw and some animals and some people that are there for no reason whatsoever. Because without Christ, there is no salvation. There is no repentance. There is no joy. There is no hope. There is no fulfillment. There is no mystery that has been revealed for our salvation. The theme of our upcoming Christmas Eve worship, God willing, is children of the Heavenly Father. And we remind ourselves there that we are all the children of our Heavenly Father through faith. Faith that the Holy Spirit has created in our hearts. Children who burst forth in songs of joy, as Isaiah wrote in chapter 52, verse 9. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted His people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The revelation of God's mystery in Christ has taken us from being the ruins of Jerusalem to the children of God. It has taken us from being hopeless and without God in the world to having the true God in our hearts and having the hope and assurance of forgiveness and salvation. Is it Christmas yet? Just about. It's time to open our present. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. Amen.